John chapter 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and whipped him, and the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put a purple robe on him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they struck him with their hands. Pilate therefore went out again and said to them, "See, I bring him out to you, so you'll know that I find no fault in him." Then Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Look at the man." When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "You take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "You won't answer me? Don't you know that I have authority to crucify you and have authority to set you free?" Jesus answered, "You could have no authority at all over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore he that brought me to you has the greater sin." And from then on, Pilate looked for a way to release him. But the Jews shouted, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover in about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, "Look at your king." But they shouted, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he gave him therefore to them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, carrying his cross, went out into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. And Pilate wrote a sign and put it on the cross, and the sign said, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Then many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Don't write 'the King of the Jews,' but that he said, 'I am King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and divided them into four parts, to each soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not tear it, but draw straws for it to see who gets it." So that the scripture would be fulfilled that says, "They divided my clothing among them, and for my vesture they drew straws." These things therefore the soldiers did. Now Jesus' mother stood by his cross, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, look at your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Look at your mother. And from that hour that disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had been now accomplished, so that the scripture would be fulfilled, said, "I am thirsty." Now a container full of vinegar was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head, and yielded up the spirit. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation, so the bodies would remain on the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, asked Pilate for their legs to be broken, and that they would be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and the other, who were crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they didn't break his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and immediately blood and water came out. And he that saw it testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he's telling the truth, so that you'll believe. For these things were done, so that the scripture would be fulfilled, "No bone of him shall be broken." And again another scripture says, "They shall look at him whom they pierced." And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate for permission to take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus also came, who at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds in weight. Then they took the body of Jesus and wound it in a linen cloth with the spices, the way the Jews bury people. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been buried. Therefore they laid Jesus there because of the Jews' preparation, for the tomb was nearby.